time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go viral.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal, Viral Gang? We back at y'all with another one. Shout out all the Viral Way members. If you're not a Viral Way member, hit the subscribe button. Become a member. Leave a like, because showing love is free. Leave a comment. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. We accept all constructive criticism. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain. Because they hate me for my opinion. And we got the squad in the building. What's the word, people?
Yes, indeed, man. Y'all already know what time it is. LBC Messiah the Great. We're here to lead the way. And I got my favorite color on today, so it should be a good one. Because, you know, green things mean things. And you heard it here first.
Hey, show in the house, baby. You already know what's happening, man. You know Tampa Bay about to rep the squad before we even win the Super Bowl. Y'all know what's happening with it, baby.
I don't believe that. Exactly.
Right, it sound good, though.
Record scratch. Ram Nation. Y'all see what's over there propped up. Super Bowl, baby.
I ain't even got to say it. We the defending champs. Just know that Thursday night was opening, somebody getting handled, whoever they seeing.
Grand opening, grand closing. Hey, but let's start with the controversy, man. Let's start with the story of the week. Yeah. First of all, I want to say free Rodney Hinton Jr.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. I don't care who like it. I don't care who don't like it. Free Rodney Hinton Jr. So, as you all know, Rodney Hinton Jr. is the father of, I forget his son's name, but his son got, his 18-year-old son, Ryan Hilton, was fatally shot by police officers about 2 days ago. So today, Rodney Hinton Jr., his father, goes to court. Now, as usual, they got 1,000 cops in there. They went to go show some evidence and see if he could make bond. Of course, they denied his bond. You ain't getting out for downing a cop. But what I found interesting was they kicked his brother out of the courtroom. So I think they waved to get his attention, and they act like they was disrupting the courtroom. You seen 100 cops rush his bro. They going back and forth, having a screaming match. They wind up, boom, getting his people up out of there. And if anybody's ever been to court, you know they're known for doing this. If you have any family in there, they're getting them up out of there. They did it with bro. I came up there with a damn hat on. They told me all this gang paraphernalia. You trying to intimidate witnesses, kick me out the courtroom. I said, let me take the hat off. Nope. You out of here. They damn near called me a terrorist. So
right, they're going to find any reason.
They're going to find any reason. And we're going to get to that later, because we got to stop acting like people not humans in these courtrooms. We not robots. They want people just to sit there like a damn robot. No emotion. The second you smile or whatever, they want to give you a fine, throw you in jail, kick you. No, bro, that's out. But anyways, the body cam footage was released. Cincinnati Police Department released the body cam footage of his son being shot. I actually sat down and watched the footage today. Bro, they shot this kid within 7 seconds of pulling up to the scene. They pull up. He bounced out the car. They allege the car was stolen. There's some mixed details with that. The family say he was sleeping in the car. Some people say it was his car. It was a friend's. It's all type of theories going on. Regardless of the fact, he get out the car. He run what looks behind what looks to be some trash cans. As he's popping out the other side, officer immediately opens fire. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, now one yelled out, gun, I see a gun in his hand. You know, that's the first thing they get to use to just to get you up out of there. They want their free kill, but they know they on camera and they want to yell that out there just to justify the kill. That's all they wanted. That at the end of the day, him running away was not enough of a threat for you to kill him. He's fleeing the scene.
And what's cold is if you pause the video or you play it in slow motion, not one time do you see a weapon. Not one time do you see a weapon raised at an officer. What you see is a frightened 18-year-old running away, fleeing the scene. When a perp or a suspect flees, it is the officer's job to pursue, not to open fire. None of their lives were in danger. He was fleeing, running away, not even running towards them, because it was two like trash cans here. He went between the middle and he started to go this way. And that's when they just opened fire off the dribble. No pursuit, no You don't see no type of aggression from him at all.
Not
he
even a taser.
Fleeing.
Not even shoot the taser. You know what I'm saying? To subdue them. So
even with all that, what happened to the days where the pigs used to have to shoot you in the leg or do something else and not just shoot with intent to kill?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could have slowed him down in several different ways, and it was too many cops for y'all to think that he was getting away. And even on top of that, I seen a video. I don't know if that was his brother or his cousin that was crying out and saying that he missed about 12, 13 phone calls because he couldn't get in the house. Now, to me, you know, pictures can get painted, but it sounds like he was a prominent young man that was striving to be better. He wasn't necessarily in the trenches. He was in the car, maybe around some people that he knew that maybe had stole a car. He might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time looking for a place to sleep in that moment. Now, they could make it up and say this is any type of story. They just want to run with that narrative, but I actually believe it. And the dude is forever going to live with that guilt of the fact that you could have saved this young man from this even happening if you did answer your phone.
Now, as far as shooting him in the leg, I know that their training is to shoot to kill.
Shoot to kill.
They don't. I know that. They don't. I'm no, saying, what I'm saying is that's the training. So anytime they got to open fire, they're trained to kill because it could be a detriment to them if they shoot you in the leg. You somehow get a whatever is done. We all know the truth. You can shoot to disarm somebody, and whenever it's somebody not of black color, all of a sudden they know how to disarm people. I done seen white people with guns pointing him at the officers, walking the officer down, and the officer running away. I done seen white people come out with knives, scissors, bats, dogs, all type of shit, and the officers running away.
Yeah.
And they know how to defuse the situation. But all of a sudden, when you black, 7 seconds, you get gunned down. So the father goes, sees the body cam footage. He leaves, immediately gets in his car, drives down. The first officer he sees mows him down. Kills him.
Yeah.
Boom. He get caught. Go to jail. Now, today, his lawyer said they're pretty much going to plead insanity. Said the father wasn't in the right mental capacity. He didn't try to hide what he did. He didn't try to flee. Nothing. He did what he did. That's clear signs of somebody who is in a mental psychosis. The man just watched his 18-year-old son get gunned down for literally no reason. I don't care if he stole the car. Let's get that out the way. GTA stealing the car is not a means for
a
death penalty.
Yeah.
It's not a death sentence. They have mandatory sentences for crimes. Yep. And stealing a car, there's no death sentence under that. You don't go to death row for stealing a car, joyriding a car,
exactly. Whatever
the case. He didn't carjack somebody by gunpoint. So I don't give a fuck if the car was stolen, because that's what they're trying to key in on. Well, he was in the stolen. I don't give a fuck. And I don't even care if he had a gun. He ran away. He didn't point the gun. Mind you, that's an open carry state. So it's not unlikely and it's not unusual for people to be walking around with guns out there. How y'all know he ain't got a motherfucking gun license or nothing? How you know what? Like, you don't even know. He didn't point it. Like, y'all really don't know. They did zero police work. They pulled up, 7 seconds, black man down. We've seen this time and time again. We've seen it with Tamir Rice. It was about the same amount of time. 12-year-old on the playground. Cop pulls up, jumps out the car. 12-year-old is dead within 7 seconds. We see this time and time again. So everybody want to be sad about the cop he ran over. Man, fuck all that. I'm sorry it had to be somebody innocent, but America needs a wake-up call. The police need a wake-up call. It ain't no free kills on us, no. That shit is a wrap.
Yeah, he did it. He operated as a crime of passion. It's like essentially a heartbroke. You know what I'm saying? You know how they say you catch a spouse cheating and you walk in and you handle your business with the other person. It's a crime of passion right now. And to see the fact that a car was stolen, a car can be returned. That's what you got insurance for, whatever the case may be. That boy, life is never going to come back. So unfortunately, at this point, that's something the father and the mother have to deal with. And just seeing that on camera, that's going to live forever. Yeah, that's going to be something you have to sit with. And then you see the people. Because again, let's just be real. When we see cops, we don't see individuals. We just see the badge and we just associate all of them. So unfortunately, it wasn't the dude that gunned down his son. But at that point, it's kind of like when it's up, it's fuck them all. So at that point, you want them to feel your pain as well. And shout out to the family who lost the, you know what I'm saying, lost both on both ends. Nobody wins, but I understand why a father would do that. And if you are going to crashing out for your children is like, or for your family essentially, is like one of the main reasons why you are supposed to be the man in your household.
And I agree with that. I do understand why the father did what he did. He didn't have to think twice about it, because it's been too many instances we see this go on and plays out when they go to court. then they get a slap on the wrist.
They do.
Or a lot of things don't play out. So now people, this is, and I don't even know if this is starting to become from a propaganda or getting this to create, because people saying, is it a race war starting to go on? Because we're seeing a lot of different things starting to happen at a more rapid rate, you know? And a lot of these things that get exposed because of social media, a lot of this stuff been going on in the hood and in projects. Now you're seeing it around the world. More eyes are getting shined on it. And I seen somebody post something that made a great point, because they said, I'm going to read it real quick. George Zimmerman killed Trayvon Martin. Racists raised him $340K. Shiloh Hendricks killed a black boy. No, Shiloh Hendricks called a black boy the N-word. Racist that raised her $500K. Kyle Rittenhouse killed two people at a Black Lives Movement rally. Racist raised $580K. Daniel Penny killed a black man on a train. Racist raised him $3.3 million. All four racists and killers got wealthy and faced zero consequences. The system isn't broken. It's working as intended. Mm-hmm. So it's been intended in a sense of what we've been seeing going on for our Lord knows how long.
Yeah.
And people say it ain't a war against on us. It's, sometimes it can be deeper. It could be a spiritual warfare, but it's a war against blacks, regardless if people want to believe it, accept it or not. You could say you crying out for Wolf. Well, he wasn't crying out for nothing. He wasn't trying to do no rally speeches. He wasn't trying to create nothing else. Cause it was about that action. He said he ain't doing no talking.
And I salute him for that, because we should have been doing that a long time ago. It should be zero tolerance for them killing our kids unjustly. Now, if your kid went out there, shot at a cop and got shot, we can't cry about that. But if your kid is out there on the playground playing with a toy and a cop pulls up and 7 seconds later, a 12-year-old is dead, your 18-year-old son or daughter get out the car and run away from the police and 7 seconds later, they're dead. I can pull up countless, numerous videos of white perps attacking police, literally attacking them with weapons. Yep. And they're not shot. They're somehow subdued peacefully. We saw a white man, white boy, shoot like 19 people in a church. They took him to Burger King.
Stop
acting like y'all don't know what the fuck is going on out here. Y'all know what the fuck is going on out here. These racists don't care. So trying to explain to them and talk intelligently to them doesn't matter. You're always going to be wrong as long as you black. They're going to find an excuse. They're not worried about his life being taken. They worried about the innocent officer who got ran over. Well, what about the innocent kid who got shot? Because if he never got shot, that officer would have never got ran over. That's how karma works. Karma don't always hit you. Karma might hit somebody close to you. In this case, karma hit another cop. But if this cop would have never did that, that cop would have never got ran over.
We don't know that cop that got killed. We don't know if he had dirt behind his name. You get what I'm saying? He could have been paying for sins that he probably did in the past. We have no idea. But also, too, y'all know Nat Turner, you know what I'm saying, with the slave thing. When the slave catchers and stuff like that was on us, it was A-OK. But then once we said we had enough and we started taking to it violently, that's when the fear comes. You get what I'm saying? When we do it, when we do the eye for an eye, it's never fun. It's never equal. What they say is no fun when a rabbit got the gun. So essentially, bro, once we turn up, everybody gets, like, intimidated.
But pay attention. Pay attention to how many officers they had to bring in the courtroom to feel strong against one man.
Too black, too strong, bro.
That was intimidation. I know, but look how many. It took about 30 cops for y'all to feel some type of way. And you still look in their eyes. The way he looked at them, they still have fear in their eyes.
I was about to say, none of them look like they can have
the way, he grilled them, and they still was looking like they still spooked. So you need about 30 of them. They're going to be in there whooping his ass.
That was a gang trying to intimidate a suspect.
Yep.
Because when we come to court deep, and we got on our gang colors and our gang flags, we get kicked out the courtroom for intimidating a witness.
Man.
So why does 35 cops get to show up in their police uniform with their guns on and their badges, their gang colors, their gang symbols, and they get to intimidate a suspect and they kicking his family out so he feels isolated in there?
Yeah, it's to separate. It's to break them, bro. Let's just remember, that's like a psychological warfare that they're doing on them. They're trying to break them. But let's just be real. How can you break a man who damn near lost it all, essentially? I don't know if he has other kids, but if that is his only child, you basically lost his world. So ain't no telling what, at that point, you took my son. What else more do I have to lose? So at the end of the day, that's the most dangerous man, when a man has nothing else to lose.
And we learned this from y'all. This country was built on get back. Let's stop playing like eye for an eye ain't been what America been about. When 9/11 happened, they told us it was the terrorists. Even though we knew it wasn't, but the people who did believe it, what did we do? we went and started bombing innocent people in Afghanistan. Not the people who they said hijacked the plane, because if they hijacked the plane with box cutters, they died on the plane. So why did we go to their country and bomb random people? You can look at every war that we ever fought. We went and killed innocent people who had nothing to do with nothing. And all y'all cheered and said, yeah, America, keeping us safe.
These the war heroes.
This is the war. It's a war in America that's going on against black people that been going on.
Since the beginning of time.
So when we do exactly what the government does, exactly what this country was built on, don't cry about it. They took his son. He took actions in his own hands. It didn't have to be that officer who did it, because we don't go look for the exact person who come and do some terroristic shit here. What country he from? Okay, send the jets. Y'all go bomb all type of villages. None of them people had nothing to do with nothing. They living their life over there, not bothering nobody. And they kids getting blown to fucking smithereens. And y'all cheer. Oh, yeah, man, we doing good. We protecting the country. So shut the fuck up, bro. He's a hero, period.
And then they love to use that, oh, black people racist, we this, we that. When y'all taught people how to be racist. And this is to the Caucasians, the ones that are racist, the ones that do exist and still live on that plane. I understand everybody's not racist. And like I say all the time, we only don't like the ones that don't like us at the end of the day. But y'all implemented all that. We came as people, taught people things, learned about a lot of stuff that we knew and gave that information, and it was used against us. And it still is to this day. Now we see the effects. It's cause and effect. Regardless of what, like bro just said, cuz still in the car or doing anything else in that nature. He didn't do that. But even if he did, that wasn't enough to smoke him in the back. That's really a coward's thing to do anyway. You had to down a little kid running from you. And that's why they tell you sometimes to stand your ground, because people are quicker to shoot you when you're running from them.
Bro, yeah. These motherfuckers stormed the Capitol over policies they didn't like. But sit here telling a man he's wrong for seeking out vengeance after his son is murdered in cold blood.
Facts.
It's not even like y'all didn't see the tape. We saw the tape. We seen what happened. The tape don't lie.
You know what,
the kid was running away. Bottom line, if you have a license to kill and somebody runs in your house, attacks you, you finally get to your gun. If they're running out your door, you can no longer fire. Yeah,
because they're no longer a threat.
That's murder now. They're no longer a threat. So if this 18-year-old kid is running away from the cops, he's not a threat. Same rules need to apply.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, two things. With the racist thing, I don't even think black people can be racist, because who do we oppress? We can't oppress nobody. We don't run nothing. We can't oppress nobody.
The only people we oppress ourselves.
That's it. So that don't make us racist. That makes us, if anything, bigot amongst or each other. And then another thing as well, as far as like with the, what's his name? The dude we talking about?
Rodney Hilton.
Rodney Hilton. I think, I'm going to tell you this. I think they're going to really try to make an example, because let's just be real. Once he do it, who's to say that the next father won't, or the next big brother, or somebody who loves, just to be like, fuck, let's go at it with the police. You get what I'm saying? Once we start uniting together, it's more of us than it is them.
Nah, that's a fact, bro.
But no example could be set at this point. They already set the example, but they've been setting the example.
Well, I'm saying fear is going to be trying to set the example. That's why they got the intimidation. They're going to probably try to max them out. You get what I'm saying?
They losing control. That's what they're scared of. That's exactly why they're trying to do all that. Because, like he said, the intimidation example's been going on. The example happened with Tamar Rice. We can just Amadou Diallo.
Sean,
we can go
Bell.
Down Sean Bell. Yeah. The example's been happening. This should have been happening. Because they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. And it's like a schoolyard bully. Every day you come to school, he's going to take your lunch. Yep. He's going to stuff you in a locker until what?
Until you fight back.
Until you fight back, beat his ass, and then he go find a weaker target to pick on. We've been the weaker target for I don't know how long. Unless we just laying down and taking it.
Hey, unless all the weak people join together again and dog his ass out, jump him. Ain't no fair phase.
Like I said, the days of us just taking shit on the chin and lying down is over with. No other race would put up with that.
Hell no.
White people would have lost their motherfucking mind if an 18-year-old white kid was running away and black cops shot him up.
Man, the black cop would have been fired.
Get the fuck out of here. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going for this race baiting shit they doing all over the internet, trying to make us the face of racism. How the fuck is the most hated race in the motherfucking world the face of racism. We face racism from everybody. Y'all try to gaslight us into believing we the hateful ones. No, we act the way we act towards y'all because of what the fuck y'all done to us.
They so cold, they created a system for us to hate each other.
Yeah, facts. Willie Lynch.
Everybody hates you and you gonna hate yourself. Nigga, I hate my lips because they black.
Man, for real.
Man.
That's crazy.
No, that's real.
We see
what's
going on, man. It's a tidal wave. It's a new shift coming on in the world and people better be ready for it.
We are no longer the world's doormat. I don't give a fuck what race you are. You're gonna come at us with respect or we crashing, period. That's just what it is. All that, oh man, they about violence. We learned it from y'all.
Exactly.
This is the most violent nation in the motherfucking world. This entire country was built on violence. This entire country is ran on violence. So when we seek our vengeance, don't get to crying about violence is wrong. Because it ain't wrong when we the victims. Y'all got a million excuses why we should be victimized. The second we take the law in our hands and one of y'all get victimized, now we the devils. No, nigga. We dealing with the devils.
We just giving them a taste of their own medicine.
Fuck all that. Free bro. And put his motherfucking GoFundMe back up.
Oh, they took it down?
Oh, they took it down and apologized to the police. Why y'all not apologizing to the parents of that five-year-old who got called the N-word and they made this bitch a millionaire? Why that didn't get taken down? Like, what are we talking about? How many GoFundMes he just named?
Nah, that's
for the life of an innocent black person who was murdered, killed, innocent people, and they got their GoFundMe money. You didn't apologize to their families. Man, fuck out of here.
And that's why niggas got to be doing shit directly for Cub. I see a lot of people, they dropping Cub stuff online now because they took the GoFundMe down. As far as his information of being in there, ain't no telling with them. They might hold the nigga books, all type of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, free bro, period, point blank. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about none of the racists in the comments saying, oh, man, y'all talking ignorant. No, we talking reality, bro. It's eye for an eye. I don't give a fuck what you say, period. You take one of ours, we taking one of yours. Two or three.
Two of them, yeah.
We it ain't even until we three up. You take one, we need three, and now we can call it even.
Facts.
Period. Far away. But yeah, moving on. What else? What y'all got, man? Let's... It got me in my bag today, man. I'm tripping on everything. This
y'all
want to
get back on the serious or we want to have some fun shit, man?
We could... Come on, fun guy.
All right, man. Real talk, man. What y'all think of this black culture? Because I asked a few people this... And they kind of had a little light debate. Who do you think had a bigger impact on the black culture for cinema? Or do you think it was Spike Lee or John Singleton as far as black movies? You get what I'm saying?
I had looked it up. It's kind of hard for me because they both have prominent movies. Because John Singleton made Boys in the Hood, right?
Sure did.
And then if I counteract that, you got Spike Lee with
Do the Right Thing.
Just Do the Right Thing. He did Malcolm X.
Yeah, Malcolm X is one of my favorites.
He did. He did the movie on Huey P. He did a lot of more black power
Klansman
type movies.
He did the Black Klansman with Denzel's son. He got a lot, but I think I'm gonna go with Spike. But I'm gonna say this: Buzz
John
Beef
Singleton did Poetic Justice.
And he Snowfall.
Baby Boy.
I ain't counting Snowfall, cause that's some new shit.
That was a good.
But Snowfall was still like.
Yeah, I ain't counting.
But look,
Snowfall,
you got Baby Boy. You got Higher Learning.
Higher Learning was good.
Woo! Higher Learning is one of the ones.
You got Shaft. Too Fast, Too Furious. He got some stuff in the bag.
Who did Too Fast, Too Furious?
John Singleton.
He did Too Fast?
Yes.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
See what I'm saying?
Shaft.
It's a lot of movies that we don't really realize what they're doing.
Who did Crooklyn?
He did Hustle and Flow.
I don't know. The Spike Lee was Spike Lee did Crooklyn. Yeah, he was.
Spike Lee did Crooklyn.
He did Crooklyn.
I think John Singleton did the NWA.
No, that was Gary Gray.
That did that.
But I really think they both have their own stamp.
Spike Lee got, let me check, because Spike Lee got some stuff.
No, Spike Lee got where? He got game. He got game
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, bro. That's tough. That's hard.
It's tough, but I think this. Let me ask you this, though, real talk, because Spike Lee's essentially
Spike
from
Lee
New
got
York.
More black stuff, though.
But Spike Lee from New York, you know, John Singleton for the West. I think us, we relate more to the John Singleton side due to the fact that we kind of grew up. You know, idolizing and living that stuff.
Who you pick, though? See, but it ain't even about that because I relate to Spike Lee movies, too.
I do as well. I'm saying, as far as the culture-wise, who do you feel like had a bigger impact as far as, like, quotable scenes, things that we use in everyday conversation? You get what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going John Singleton, bro.
As far as the culture?
I'm going John. We got Baby Boy. You got Shaft. You got Rosewood. You got Poetic Justice. You got Higher Learning. You got Boys in the Hood. Them is all hard-hitting movies for the culture. Now, But let me go look at Spike Lee list.
Spike Lee got Inside Man. I don't know if y'all know.
Oh, Inside Man was good with the bank, yeah. Denzel was good with it, yeah.
Like you said, he got Game, Crooklyn, Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing.
Malcolm X is shitting on everything. That's the cold part about, like.
Oh, he did the Bad 25? Okay. At the Michael Jackson joint. I don't know. John Singleton might got this, cuz.
Yeah, cuz.
He got original Kings of Comedy.
Who, dude? John Singleton?
No, Spike Lee. He got Clockers, cuz. Spike Lee did Clockers with Tupac. I forgot about that.
The 25th Hour, that was a good movie.
That's what I just said. You know what? I think.
They like two different ways, though.
But it's Spike about Lee. Spike Lee hits more of the.
Almost, the deeper roots, huh?
Almost hipster type of black, more than the black superpower type of black. I think John Singleton hits more to the black revolutionary, whereas...
But Spike Lee did Malcolm X, though. That's one of the best...
I know, but I'm saying, like, his overall catalog. Like, if you add up movie for movie, John Singleton has more.
He got a...
That we gonna relate to.
Spike Lee did Malcolm X. He got the Huey P. Newton story.
Spike Lee did do that Chirac, and that shit was whack as fuck.
Yeah, Chirac wasn't hidden.
He did the Rodney King Netflix.
I didn't even see the Huey P. one.
Nah, I'm gonna go with John Singleton too, because Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, them just off the dribble. You got classics too.
Those are all time greats. All time. Boys in the Hood is all time.
Like, I still watch that.
What has Spike done that was an all time? He got Game in Malcolm X.
Malcolm X for me is like, out of all the movies John Singleton did, it don't even compare to Malcolm X. That's just my opinion.
And then Boys
in the Hood don't compare to Malcolm X?
No, sir.
You think you
relate more to Malcolm X than Boys in the Hood?
Come on, Eastside.
Nigga, if that's the case, nigga, Menace to Society is better than Boys in the Hood because I'm from the Eastside.
That's not the point.
But what I'm saying is,
do you relate to more to Boys in the Hood or Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
Do you like? Well, I'm not asking, do you like Malcolm X more?
No, clearly I relate more to Boys in the Hood because that's the time I grew up in. But Malcolm X is one of the best created movies ever.
Look, this was gonna solve it.
Ricky!
This was gonna solve it. Which catalog would the new generation relate to more? Meaning, which catalog has the most replay value?
Yes, it is.
Because
that should be ratchet.
Man, we all could say we love this movie when we grew up. We got kids now.
Okay.
Which one of these can you really sit down with your kids?
The kids
are
going to say
they fuck with.
Kids are going to say John Singleton due to the fact Baby Boy. It's a lot of the back and forth baby mama, baby daddy drama type shit. Boys in the Hood, you know, it's going to be like the... And I don't even think they're going to get the deeper meaning into the movie. I think they're just going to be watching it for the surface level shit. Like, oh, you know, Jody was cheating on Yvette and all that. You know, they're not going to really get deep down inside of, like, really what was going on. Like, how Melvin was trying to school them.
They're not going to really care about none of that.
I don't know, man.
The only one they might be deeper than you think. Nah, they do.
These kids be knowing more
shit. They be deep
because
of TikTok give them the answers, bro. They don't be knowing that shit on their own. I'm going to give
credit to my nephews and my nieces because...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because not even just because of us.
Because they be... If I speak on something and they speak on it, I'll be like, damn, how they knew that already? Like, they...
So you're saying they knew it prior to you saying something to them?
Yes, like, if we brought up a topic, they have respective opinions on what that topic is to where they can go down a rabbit hole with us.
So that's a unique situation. But I'm saying most people don't have these deep conversations with their children. It's definitely on the surface conversation. You get what I'm saying? So this is a unique situation.
And I'm seeing 7-8-year-olds asking about, I don't know, deep stuff, man. Because they got more access to more information.
They do have more access. But again, a lot of them don't use it towards good. I'm saying a lot of them be using it towards the silly shit.
I'm going with John Singleton, bro. That's my answer. I love Spike Lee, but I'm going with John Singleton. And it's not just because I'm from the West Coast, because I love Crooklyn.
Crooklyn's a good one.
I love New York culture. I was a West Coast nigga, but I love New York culture.
So you basically saying you should have been over there, huh?
Not even. I just love how New York was more on the pro-black than the West to me.
What you mean?
Hold on, let me... minus the Panthers.
Oh,
minus the Panthers. I just mean overall, if you look at New York with the five percenters and that, they just more into the blackness than the West to me. Once gangbanging.
Knowing yourself, they was way more into that.
Once gangbanging hit the West, that's what it was.
That's what killed us.
It was over. It was no more knowledge of self and none of. God damn, you gotta keep keep this part of the headphone away from the mic. Yeah. They was more into knowledge of self. What's the science? They was just more into being black to me than the West. Because once we started gangbanging, we went from being black, black power, the Panthers, and all of that.
They call it the Bastard Crip Party.
And blood. And gangsters. Yeah. Whatever you, Hoovers, whatever you was, that's what you was. Mm-hmm. It was no longer about you being black. So that's what fucked us off.
That's true. But I'm going with Spike.
Based off of what movies?
Based off of Malcolm X.
So if you scratch Malcolm X, then you can say like College Days. You can say what's the Do the Right Thing? Do the Right Thing was a good one as well, as far as like rioting and things like that. We know about rioting.
Are you watching that now?
Do you remember Do the Right Thing?
Yeah, I do. I remember Radio Raheem. You get what
Everybody
I'm saying?
Everybody remember Radio Raheem.
Okay, well,
how often do you play Do the Right Thing?
How often do I watch Baby Boy?
No,
I don't watch neither one of them.
Baby Boy would be more recent than you. You probably watch Baby Boy more recent than you watch that.
No, sir.
That's a fact.
I don't like. I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep it with you. I don't like the Baby Boy shit.
Why not?
Because honestly, the whole baby mama, baby daddy shit, that shit is toxic as fuck. I can't stand that shit.
Oh, so you taking it personalized.
You personalized
it. No, I don't.
Like, I'm done with this shit.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just, that shit is low key. That shit low key corny. That motherfuckers crazy. Low key.
But that was real life type shit, though, to an extent. There's a lot of niggas out here moving like
that. No, we do.
For a fact, this nigga's not turning on Do the Right Thing at no point of the day.
Nigga.
And in no day out of the years. He going home after a long day of work and say, hey, babe, turn on Do the Right Thing.
I'm putting on Malcolm
X. They finna kill me for this. Do the Right Thing wasn't even all what it was when you was younger. Like, all that right now, Boys in the Hood is that still can get put on right now. Majority is going to enjoy watching.
Everybody. I'm going to tell you when you watch Do the Right Thing. You know the rooftop cinema down there in downtown. Was it Hollywood or downtown?
Yeah.
When they play Do the Right Thing and you want to go on a date night and do something different, that's when you watch Do the Right Thing.
You ain't
they
even
play
why
it
you
all the time.
Attention.
You go up there, you on the rooftop having chilling. Drinks. It's all different cultures. All Do the Right. That's when you go vibe. But at home, ain't nobody turning on Do
that's
the Right
That's how I feel
thing.
About that whack-ass movie, Belly, bro. Throw that shit on when ain't nobody
Belly.
Watching. Nigga, I been said that. Belly's
Belly.
One of the most overrated movies ever, my nigga.
Whack
and I said
ass
what
movie,
I said.
Belly.
Nigga, whack. Hey, nigga, that shit
the
is
Belly
shot clean.
Is crazy.
It's shot clean.
He
don't
shot
get me
down
wrong.
Baby Boy and Belly.
Bro, I, man,
your
you are.
Your card is almost revoked.
My nigga, yeah, you already know I stand
wild.
On that.
You
bro,
almost
the movie
status.
Belly hey. Is overrated, Cubs bro.
Cubs saying some crazy shit. He said he relate to the Malcolm X movie more.
I do.
You weren't even growing up in them times to even relate to it.
No, but I can understand somebody trying to change their life. And you know what I'm saying? You holler at somebody that's positive, my nigga.
Try to sound good for the camera.
But what I'm saying is this,
he
no.
Trying
but,
to sound
so let me ask you
power.
This. Let me ask you this though. Is the movie Belly really good?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Lie, first of all, the cinematic shots.
It was clean.
Amazing.
I give it that.
Listen.
I give you that. What else?
He revolutionized that cinematic shot.
Hype
that
Williams?
That intro alone
is dope.
Is goated.
Okay, so outside
DMX's
of
DMX's character alone carried the movie. If you really looked at how deep it was, when he was on this path of destruction, doing hits, doing that, going to Africa, then he had Nas, his mans, the whole time, trying to change his mindset. And the last hit he had to do, the pastor woke his whole game up just based off the speech that he did. Fucking shocked.
And the pastor woke his game up to the point that everything that he was ignoring from Nas came back to him full circle.
And again, that shit,
right
was, and
that
shit was so rushed, my nigga, because all of a sudden, FBI agent picked this nigga up, and then all of a sudden, he had to kill the pastor at the last minute. And then when Nas went to Africa, they show in New York, like, Africa is beautiful. Man, that shit was whack as fuck, bro. The whole storyline was basic as shit. Now, it shot clean. It got memorable scenes. Keisha, you know what I'm saying? It's just dope. I love the scene with Ox. Ox is one of my favorite characters off the movie. But other than that, bro, outside of it, man, the whole script was ass.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like
that shit.
I'm dropping a dime on this nigga. I don't like that shit.
Hey, man, this shit was whack, bro.
Hey, just...
So, Do the Right Thing.
Just imagine that, though.
I'll take Belly over Do the Right Thing, but both of them, I mean...
Hold on, because what
they... So, you saying Do the Right Thing?
Hold on, because what they don't know is that scene was meant to troll the movie. Because a dude from Menace to Society...
Yeah, that's Kane.
Who played that role... he felt like they was treating him like a goofy by giving him that rolling belly. So he said, I'm going to do the most over-the-top, extra'd out shit, that shit with this role. And that damn near made the movie with the banana. Yeah. None of that was in the script, he said. He came up with all of that on the spot. That, yeah, I don't like that shit.
And
that
shit, and they had the peeling all on his lip.
That shit stuck, nigga. So, yeah, belly was, nigga, you crazy.
Nah, belly.
Then he went to Jamaica with the man.
Again, it was shot clean. But again, bro,
bro, even how they showed how older niggas be fucking with the younger bitches in the hood. Of course,
boom. Like
what
Byron
other
Scott.
Movie was putting that in there?
Like Byron Scott right now.
Oh.
Older niggas fucking with a 16-year-old. Yeah, I just let her suck my dick.
Ouch.
Boys in the hood, though. Come on, man.
Okay, you got Spike. We got John Singleton. Y'all let us know out there in the comments who y'all got. It's a lot. You know what? Yeah, you want to transition to that right now?
Nah, I mean, that belly, you know what I'm saying? When
that might piss me off, that Byron Scott stuff.
Man, listen.
Byron Scott story is
you
wild.
You hear about Byron Scott?
Yeah, I seen that. Man, he was the other one.
Okay,
that's why I meant that first.
Okay, yeah. So a lawsuit accuses former Los Angeles Lakers star Byron Scott of sexually assaulting a teenage girl in 1987. Think about this.
Before my time.
1987. We are in 2025. This is the same rinse, cycle, repeat bullshit that they did with Bill Cosby, that they're doing with every celebrity, every black man with some power. How in the fuck can you prove anything from 1987 in 2025? Half the people don't know what they had for lunch last week.
Facts.
You telling me you 1985? So what the story is saying, a woman is suing him, accusing him of sexual assault during a team event at her high school in 1987 when he was 26 and she was 15. The lawsuit was filed in December 2022 and amended on May 1st, accuses Scott of sexual battery and false imprisonment. Scott, who is now 64 years old, fought to have his name removed from court documents, but a judge denied his request to be identified only as John Doe. The updated complaint named him publicly for the first time. During a visit from the Lakers, blah, 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 Byron Scott, during a visit from the Lakers, the alleged victim was attending summer classes at Campbell Hall High in Los Angeles when she was sexually assaulted by Byron Scott in a locked janitor closet in the high school gymnasium. This sounds crazy. This sounds like this sounds like a bitch who see all these women getting paid from the Me Too movement, and she said, "I'ma claim Me Too."
I met this nigga before in my life. I'm using this against him. This has been almost 40 years. I thought the statute of limitations was like 10,
bro.
40 years to even to go down this line and not bring it out—that is crazy work for one. And to even and look what they doing to people. They always getting these niggas when they almost ready to check out. 64 years old. What time did they get Cosby? How old was he? You trying to get a nigga booked now? He didn't ran the bag up. This is wild to me.
How can you prove this? She said in a locked closet in a gymnasium. There's no camera footage.
None.
There's no witnesses. This is a crazy, money-hungry bitch trying to get a fucking payday, hoping he settles out of court like all the rest of these thirsty bitches. This is why we said time and time again.
How can they even be qualified getting charged for this, though?
Man.
I agree.
At this point, a bitch could wake up, probably never even met a nigga, and just say he did something.
But my thing is this, where's the consequences for these hoes that's doing this shit? Because what you're doing is doing a smear campaign on a nigga, then you letting the public opinion crucify them, then once they realize there's no proof, now all of a sudden, okay, she go back to hiding, and now he got these allegations and whatever promotion and sponsorship, all that shit's gonna drop him because they don't nobody be involved with a rapist or anything
that. And they use these same excuses. Oh, they be scared to come out and say something. You wasn't scared after 40 years. Exactly. Now, this is what I'm getting to my point.
Exactly.
It's a lot of people that, and we're not taking this lightly, it's a lot of people that actually go through those situations that don't be heard because of people like this, or be scared to come out because of people like this that get up here and become liars and they don't want to look at as liars. So this is a whole, I don't understand that the point of this stuff with these consequences, like you said, no consequences to these women. It's like taking a lottery pick. You going to get a scratcher from the gas station. Scratch it off, hope I hit. You know what I'm saying? At this point.
1987. This is absurd. Like, at what point?
That's 38 years
ago. At what point do we stop using, you don't know what people go through and people suppress this and that, and really be real humans with real IQs and a real brain and a real thought process and go, bitch, this is insane. 1987?
And you mean to tell me at that?
That's like 37 years ago.
And you mean to tell me too, back then the culture wasn't a little more lenient when a young girl is fucking with a dude that's in his
20s? I don't care about it.
He said he got assaulted.
How do you even get to a point where you can charge a person after 30 something years?
37 years?
No, the statute of limitation kicks into play. But what I'm saying is at that age, and she 15, where was your parents at? Where was your, like, where's the proof of somebody saying, yeah, this happened? Or, yeah,
I don't care about that proof because you can get somebody to lie for you. Why didn't you come out when it happened? That's the point. It ain't about, oh, where's the proof? Like somebody was there. If they wasn't there, they're not proof anyway. Because you went and told, because somebody went and told you that make it true?
It's 2025. She brought this up in 2022. But it happened in 1987. I guarantee you this stupid bitch can't even tell you what the fuck she had on in 1987.
Bro, she probably was back popping Quaaludes and smoking Sherm sticks.
Man, getting
fried
wet.
Fried her goddamn brain cells. Man, smoking heavy doses of crack. You gotta be off that shit. I don't know what you on. You gotta be high as a bitch. You had some shit that ain't never been outproduced. You high as a kite. You gotta be rabbit ass. You gotta be out your rabbit ass mind to wake up one day and be like, Brian Scott had me in the closet at when I was 15 years old. God damn, bitch. I'm sick of these bitches. This shit is crazy, cuz.
Now,
like, give me some of that shit you sniffing or smoking.
Man.
Cuz he got you on a good one.
But why Byron Scott out of everybody?
Cuz she came out going nuts. They trying to go out to the Easy Vicks. Get Byron. Go get Byron. A nigga that ain't gonna fight. He gonna get the hush.
Why she go out to Magic Johnson shit?
You know they ain't going out to Magic. They can't go out to Magic. Y'all niggas crazy.
Oh yeah, she would have got an STD test, huh?
Hey, lo and behold, that was all for the NBA. Magic ain't never had shit.
Magic ain't had nothing. Cuz that's
I know.
That nigga healthy payday, boy. That nigga fat as a house.
Hey, that's the healthiest AIDS patient I ever seen, nigga.
God. Damn.
And now they trying to get Smokey. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. That's the one, too. That was the one I was talking about. Now you trying to get Smokey. How old is
Smokey? Smokey, like 80-something, bro. Like 85, homie.
Cub, pay attention.
He seen Jim Crow. And now all of a sudden, y'all talking about he killed John in the closet.
Pay attention.
Smokey Robinson.
And you got to think about that, too. Like you said from back in the day, some of these old niggas wasn't that stupid to be fucking with these young white bitches and shit like that. And they come from a time where you couldn't even fuck with them.
Notice. These are all civil suits. So Smokey Robinson is 85. He's facing a $50 million civil lawsuit that includes allegations of sexual assault, claiming that he sexually assaulted employees. This nigga's 85.
85.
Yeah.
At what point did any of these bitches, I'm calling them bitches. So ladies, I don't want to hear about, oh, you call it. No, these women are bitches. They're evil. They're scum. They're the dirt at the bottom of my fucking shoe. This nigga 85 in the checkout, like bro said, they wait until he just about to check out. Oh, he did this to me 30 years ago. Where's the police report? You didn't file shit. I don't want to hear about that. Oh, no. Ain't no suppressing nothing. You got assaulted, file a police report. You didn't file a police report, bitch, it didn't happen.
You blew it.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
That's crazy. Smokey Robinson is 85. Cause I haven't really heard nothing going on with him. Now you like, you know, another smear campaign, drag his name through the mud, and it's prominent, and it's always with our people that get brought way to the forefront. Y'all see the plays. Smokey? Come on, man.
Bro, they said we're not going to describe the details of the sexual assaults and grapes because they're too graphic. So
it ain't too graphic because y'all trying to make this shit up.
Y'all making this shit up as you
they
go.
They coercing her to give a story. She ain't even ready to speak on it because she don't know what the fuck to say. Just accuse him first. We're going to work all the details out. Let's see if he just cop out first. These motherfuckers is crazy. This shit wild.
Or it sound like they was paid to do a job and all of a sudden, homie, he was just stopped paying.
Nigga, Smokey, you better, and God forbid anything happen, but go out on the hill and go out into the sunset and ride off to heaven, nigga, if you got to before you give up a dollar.
No, facts.
Nigga. Don't be these niggas, man.
Free Diddy, because his trial just started. Yeah. They are awaiting the jury pool selection. He showed up with like 8 lawyers.
They said his new lawyer was like a sexual assault victim at a point.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so they might, if you a sexual assault victim, you helping Diddy. So I'm just saying.
So they got 45 possible jurors needed to move forward in the process. So they're having trouble finding a jury probably an untainted jury because y'all been smearing this man for the last damn near 2 years in the media. So everybody been saying Diddy party, Diddy party. Mm-hmm. How can you find a juror who ain't seen all the jokes and all the...
Yeah, especially if it's a jury of your peers.
So
he crosses over.
I want to explain that a little bit too for y'all don't understand. Like I said, when you pick jury, I don't know why they even call it that because you don't get to pick your jury. You pick who you don't want on your jury, but you only get a certain selected amount. You get a certain amount
and, they get the prosecution and...
The prosecutor, your defense or whoever the offense is, y'all both get to pick. And it's crazy because if somebody's in your favor, they can get them up out of there.
Yeah. Any, like any one of us, they see us.
You look like you in. Get him out.
Oh, yep. What's the they ask your background, the person who, do you got any police officers, his family, or this and that? They want to keep them tight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just depends. It all got to work out like that. And you got to, Diddy going to have to trust his better judgment of picking that jury.
Yeah.
Hey, free Diddy, he didn't do it. I don't give a fuck, bro. They coming for all, they coming for any and everybody with any success, bro. And they don't care if you about to check out. Smokey Robinson is 85. Yeah, life expectancy for a black man is 75. He's 10 years past life expectancy, and they trying to smear his legacy on the way out. So they sit here, they use you up, your entire career, let you make all these millions. Right. And then on the way out, they want to destroy your reputation. Yeah, they want to destroy your legacy.
Smokey done wrote some of the timeless classics.
Nah, when we can't use you no more, it's a wrap. Tear it down. Push the button. Tear it down. Facts.
I think the last hit Smokey wrote was the gangbanging song. Smoking that smoke.
That was good.
Doing
that video
coke.
Was going viral not too long ago. Gangbanging. Out of that. That's crazy.
Hey, shout out to Smokey, cuz.
Smokey like that, man.
Hey, listen, man. Fellas, we got to stand up. I don't give a fuck. We're going to have to make a stand. This can't go on because at any given time, any woman anywhere can just wake up one day with a vendetta against you and say, you did something. What the fuck is the statute of limitations? 37 years, nigga? A bitch could say you did something in 1993.
Man.
What's the proof?
Man.
Hey.
Come on, cuz.
Y'all ask what the mathematics? Stay on code.
Facts.
stay on code. Stay 10 toes. Y'all see what they doing. And this can happen to you. If you look like this, like me, this can happen to you too. You know what I'm saying? So be careful about how y'all laugh at these niggas that be in the media getting tarnished.
Persecuted,
And getting shamed out because that shit is serious.
Hey, I seen a topic that got the ladies pissed.
Oh, shit. What is it?
So this topic has the ladies furious. Ace Metaphor. If you know, he was the relationship conversation where they used to go on tour.
Oh, okay.
The card game, the show you had me go to. He was the lead of that. He was the creator of that. So now he's in his villain era, right? The whole show broke up. They exposed him all. You know, he was sleeping with all the cast members and women on the road. And he's not nothing that he preaches. He's a Derrick
Jackson. He was pandering.
Yeah, he was pandering, right? That's one of the biggest businesses in America is pander to women. They're going to pay you. Now he's saying, you know what? Honestly, men don't even really like women.
Yeah.
Outside of
heterosexual
sex,
men.
Heterosexual men really don't like women. And I want to get y'all take on this because I've been an avid, not even just supporter. I've been an avid voice saying that men and women can't really be friends, like platonic friends, unless I know you from...
I'm gonna say you grow up, yeah.
And we grew up together, and I look at you like a sister or something. But me just meeting a beautiful woman out in the world and being platonic friends, that's not happening. And I think that's what he was trying to say, but the way he said it came off like, oh, we just hate women.
But I was the bald nigga.
He got like a low cut.
His name is Ace Metaphor. Just Google him.
Yeah.
But I don't believe we don't like women because I know a lot of dope women that I can really hang with and converse with and all of that. But in the back of my mind, I do want to fuck them because they're attractive.
Yeah.
So that don't mean I just dislike them. But what I think he means is we can't be around women all day just chilling like maybe you can go out with the fellas because you really don't have nothing in common with a woman at the end of the day. As a man, after a while, being around women will annoy the fuck out of you because of what they choose to talk about, what their interests are. And then when you do converse with women, 9 times out of 10, they're not listening to understand. They're not listening to actually
working with emotion too.
They're listening to respond and then tell you how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's annoying as fuck. If you got a girl, wife, whatever, she will sit there and listen to you talk for an hour, and then her response has nothing to do with what you said. It's all about what she feel like. Bitch, did you listen to that word I said?
This is why nigga don't be fucking talking now.
I think that's more so what he was trying to express is it's annoying being around women because we really don't have too much in common. So outside of sex, we really don't want to be around you like that. Like, you remember it was a comic on Comedy
Paul View. Pierce just said something like that.
I heard him say something about marriage. We can get to that next. But what y'all think about that? Do you think he got a point with that?
Go ahead, Shoke.
For the most part, women aren't that interesting. Some of them are cool. Some of them do actually have a sense of personality and things like that. But that's only a rare few. Most of them are very impressionable. So they all kind of think like-minded where there's no individuality when it comes to women. For the most part, you know, they kind of feel like if so-and-so think that way, I guess we all got to think that way. It's like women don't go against the grain as much as men will. Like, you know, we can joke amongst us, like, prime example, I can say, nigga, Freddie Gibbs is a dope rapper or Kevin Gates, and y'all niggas will clown me, but I'm going to still stand on it. Women, it's not too many women that's not doing it. Not saying all women don't, but most of them really don't. And outside, like you say, outside the bedroom, they really don't have, like, likes or, like, hobbies that interest me. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, like, you can't really, like, prime example, fam, we can go to a bar, right? We can chill, watch the game, eat some appetizers, spend no more than like $60. A woman be like, oh my God, this cheap. He didn't take me to a nice restaurant with the aesthetics. Woo-woo. They won't be appreciative because for them, it's all about the look. But us, it's more so like, well, we just vibing, having a good time. They want to be seen. They want to be like, it's always about a show. So sometimes we kind of, I don't align on certain things as far as like quality time and interest and conversation. Because again, after a while, after we get that post-nut clarity, we really don't have much in common unless you find that right one. There's not too many right ones out there.
So I'm going to disagree, man. I love women. And I enjoy the company of women. I think there's a lot of things sometimes at a point we
outside
miss.
Outside of your family and
outside, I'm talking about regular women.
Not so, women you're fucking, just regular.
No, just friendship. Women. No, yeah, no.
Because he's using, I love women. Yeah, we all love women. Yeah. They're beautiful. We love to be around.
Like friendship with women.
We're talking about the way you hang out with the homies. You telling me you just hanging out with random women that you not fucking like that?
No.
Nobody's just hanging out with random women.
Okay, so that's what we saying.
That's what we trying to get as platonic friendship.
That's what he spoke on, platonic friendship?
Yes, he said outside of sex.
I mean, we
like
said
you only
that.
Like a nigga may have two or three platonic homegirls. You don't have a whole lot of home. You're not kicking it and tea talking with like 6-7 females that you not have.
You're not just hitting a female up like, hey, let's go watch the game. One that you're not fucking.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, say if I'm not fucking her before we met, we vibing or whatever, and it's cool. And I might be working my way to that. But that doesn't count. We're not there yet. You're trying to work there.
That's the only reason you're hanging with.
If you eliminate, our prime example,
eliminate
bro.
Sex from the whole equation.
Yeah, if you're not have, you cannot work your way to sex or have sex or had sex with this woman. If you're just going to have a genuine friendship where you call me, I'll be there for you. You need a flat tire. All I'm going to do is come and change a tire. Then I'm going to go back home while your boyfriend pound your brains out.
And mind you, this is a woman. So she's not going to reciprocate what you do. When we talk about friendship, they don't offer much of anything. They can't give you advice. They don't know how to be a man, and they don't know the advice men need. Their advice is trash. They can't even give advice to themselves. They can't offer no protection. Like, if you're going somewhere dangerous, you're going to call the homie. Hey, Cuff, ride with me.
No, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Because if anything, like when you're with your woman friend, if anything does happen, you're the one that they're looking to protect them.
And she's actually a hazard because now you got to look out for her. If I'm with y'all, I know, okay, they got me over there. I'm good here.
Exactly.
Now with her, I'm worried about it. So just really sit down and think, remove the beauty and all. Are you just randomly hanging with women like that?
I don't think nobody in the world just
unless
does
you're
that.
Gay.
I don't think nobody does that. But if I do enjoy, even if I'm not fucking them or whatever the case is, if we around women, this is not going to be an everyday thing, but I do enjoy the company of women. Whether we turning up, we drinking, we might be doing different things. We might be hiking. We might be, you know what I'm saying?
All of this is women he's trying to fuck.
No, I'm not. I just said if we just hanging out.
No,
I'm not just hanging out. Yes, if you're hiking, she's probably paying you to train her.
No, I'm not saying to you saying probably all this. I'm just saying in general. Y'all telling me, yes, nigga, yes. It's nigga. If,
fuck it.
I know if you, I'm
bro.
Cool, I'm not Kevin.
Yeah,
we
you
know
are,
you.
I'm
man.
Not Kevin.
Yes, you are, bro. You glazing.
I'm not Kevin.
Bro,
glazing not, women is crazy.
No, you're glazing.
He said I'm glazing women
nah,
is
glazing.
Crazy.
He is, hey, bro. He's fucking
I'm not
Kevin.
You, nah, I'm bro. Serious because you're, I have to rethink about this, nigga. Sometimes.
So you go ditch the podcast for us to work, and then you go just hang out with your homegirls?
I don't. I'm not doing all that.
What woman? Said, hold on. What woman did you just randomly meet
and just want to be friends?
That you didn't have intentions on doing nothing outside of being platonic. That you going on a hike with?
I knew girls that I went to school with. I knew
we already
from a long
said
time.
Somebody that you knew for a long time. That doesn't count.
They still women.
No, that doesn't count. You knew them as little girls.
If you met somebody no, at the grocery man. Store, say you go to the grocery store down the street, right? You bump into her name is Jennifer. Are you just trying to be Jennifer's friend and fucking us not go across your mind?
I've been said I'm not just randomly trying to meet women just for that, but I'm not trying to fuck every woman I meet either. It might be, you might still have to be an asset of why I'm even dealing with
what,
you.
What asset like what?
Yeah, if
money play?
Yeah, she might know, she might got play, she might not, she okay. might not, a, she
so,
might,
that's
she might,
so that's an ulterior motive. You're not there to be a genuine friend.
Bro, I still could be genuine. 9 times out of 10, you're not dealing with nobody. You said it, nigga, if you can't be used, you're useless. You're not dealing with nobody you can't really fuck with. So 9 times out of 10, even your homeboys, nigga, niggas ain't just hanging around niggas. If
that's
like you
useless.
Just said, like I can't call you to go do something. If I can't do this with you, you're not.
You want
to
be
so
useful.
You're,
you just don't want to be misused.
No,
I totally
that's
get it.
After the friendship
you're,
is established,
you're using your homies. You just no. said, if I can't call you for this, or I'm not calling him because I know he's gonna protect me and help. Like all that.
We're grown
shit.
Now, but as kids, when you made friends, it was for no other reason than hey, let's be friends.
Yeah, proximity.
We wasn't thinking, oh, what can I get out of you? And what? Can... No, you like
even
as
kids,
you want to play football?
Okay.
Let's play football.
No, even as kids, I wasn't walking up to random women like, hey, let's be. Friends and hang out. No, nigga, you still was trying to fuck the girls.
So then you're agreeing.
So no, I'm saying, but I said I'm able to be around them without having to do that. Also,
no,
we're
we can
not
be
saying
around.
Not be around.
Yeah, we can be around them. What we're saying is, if you're not having sex with them, can you have a genuinely platonic friendship with a woman that you're not trying to fuck or had have sex with? Can you?
It might be long distance.
All right, yeah, I can agree with that. Because at that point, you.
This nigga is so fucking.
That's a good one.
What I'm saying is,
that's
it's
a
like,
good one.
It's like you're not finna just be using me like the boyfriend.
So I'm gonna say this.
So, you know
outside,
what I'm saying?
Outside of knowing people
so
who you grew up with,
just say you agree, nigga.
So growing up with homegirls, like you said, that's like family. Because I got a few of those. Like you know, like you've been knowing them over 15, 20 years. You get what I'm saying? Those off limits. So of course you look at them as your sister. You know, you don't even have eyes for them type of women, but. To meet somebody right now in this day and age, I don't need no woman friend.
Oh,
no.
Listen, yeah,
crazy
these are some
crazy.
Shit.
I said, hey,
we talking about Magic Johnson earlier.
So if any of your homegirls, okay, y'all don't count that either. Homegirls from your set?
No, we're not counting that.
No,
I don't know
not
what
counting.
The fuck you count then.
No, oh, somebody
brand,
new.
A brand new fresh person. Yeah,
I'm not mean. I don't need to
meet. We look at homegirls from the set, damn, they're like niggas.
Exactly.
From the set.
It don't matter. They females, though.
And we're not hanging out with them. Listen, when we all...
We functioning together.
At the park functioning, the females is over there, and the niggas is here. We might intermingle every now and then, but the homegirls is over there. They got the homegirl circle. Politicking with the females. The niggas over here. We don't even intertwine like that in the set.
So, meeting a new person, I don't think us as men, I can speak for all three of us, bro. We're not trying to just be friends with a new woman right now in life.
I don't want to sit in no room alone with a beautiful woman I can't nail. Because all that's going to be on my mind the whole time we chilling is, damn, I want to nail this bitch. And I mean like just like how, if I invite her to the crib, I don't mean like just anywhere like I'm some horn dog and can't control myself.
Nah, you said that nigga's a horn dog.
Yeah,
I can't think of nothing else
to yell
in this bitch.
This bitch is
and
so
this
bad.
This bitch probably got businesses, all type of shit. Man, she
I just
want to
fuck.
Probably, yeah,
I just want to fuck.
What I mean is I can hit short and be like, hey, cuz, game 7 on. Pull up.
Boom. And we can chill and chop
and
it up and
chill,
watch the game.
Chop it up, watch the game. Then we get to talking about life, hey, cuz, how the family, how the kids, you know, what business adventures you got. We can do that. I'm not calling a beautiful woman I just met at Whole Foods or Winko or not Winko. I don't even shop at Winko. Trader Joe's and say, come watch game 7.
No. If it's not a group event, no. To balance out the homeboys you're going to have here. Because the point, unless...
Some niggas
are going to be trying to fuck,
cap,
though.
Yeah.
Trying
that's
to
what
fuck.
I'm saying. Some niggas will still do that and still
listen,
try to cap.
Because all she going to do is tell you about all her problems with niggas and ask you about advice. And you like, bitch, if you got all these problems, just let me fuck. I can solve the problem.
I was solving for you because now I know.
I'm going to give you advice for the next nigga to slam.
I was just about to say, the only time I would really invite like platonic homegirls, if I know, but then again, it goes back to fucking because then I'm going to have my single homeboys or the ones that's available, to, you know, to holler at her, like, I'm sicking them on her. You get what I'm saying? So it's still like a sex premise around it.
Bro, when I was single, all the homegirls who I used to just invite over to chill, I was nailing them all. That's the only way we could really chill without that, you know what I'm saying?
So you never had homegirls then?
No, I did.
Them wasn't your homegirls.
No, what I'm saying, like, these
yeah,
are
those
people,
wasn't your homegirls.
You
those are your
it.
Friends with benefits.
Sex, ain't your homegirls.
No,
yeah,
these
exactly.
are these are people I met as adults.
It don't matter. They were still your homegirls because potentially
after I already hit, and then the interest of fucking wasn't there no more. Now I can think clearly with you around and not worry about fucking.
That's crazy.
That post nut clarity is like, yeah, she's just a friend.
She could come over at midnight and we chill and play dominoes and drink, and I don't even think about fucking. But before
nah,
I
that's
hit,
cap.
No, yeah, listen.
Cap. You drinking and playing dominoes, it don't matter how ugly she is, nigga. Once
bro,
that,
me and Easton did this a lot.
No matter how ugly she is, all right, it's crazy.
Hold on.
No, that's one part.
Me and Easton.
All right, go ahead.
And that was my best
that's your dog. Yeah. That, shout out to East.
And I ain't going to say her name.
Yeah, we know
though.
She know. Yeah, all
what,
right.
What I'm saying is I had homegirls like that, but I already nailed. So it was like that. That red that you see when you just meet a female you want to nail, that's not there no more. So now I see you as you. Before I just see red. Now I can see you as you.
So let me ask you this. Could you still deal with hanging out with her if you would have never hit?
Nah, because I'm going to try to hit at some point.
All right.
That's
then.
The only thing. The whole, you man, come on, cut, we niggas. The
exactly.
whole time a female that you never hit finally come over, in the back of your mind, you're looking for the perfect opportunity to make
hit.
A move.
Yeah. Yeah, no, facts.
You're like, okay, when can I put my hand on her thigh? Or should I just whip out on her?
Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
she
you
go to the bathroom, you come
mind.
Back, you just in your drawers, just... He laughing. <'cause laughs> nigga, what?
Hey,
that
she
shit
come
what?
Back, your shit touching
man,
the ceiling,
what?
Man. It's something you could get at like that, then it's no, something facts. You got to be a little more...
Finesse. Yeah, you got to just know, yeah.
Because you're going off of her vibe, but the whole time... That's playing in your head.
No, facts. I mean, but also, too, females know what, let's just be real. You coming over to a nigga house, especially at a certain time, if it's Friday night, Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Like, you already know what the vibe is. We all grown here.
Ace metaphor, cuz. We got your back on that one, cuz. You hit the nail on the head. It's just the way you said it was harsh to women. Like, God damn, y'all don't like us. Y'all hate us.
How did he say it, though? Like,
he said, we don't like them. So yeah. Women took it as men hate them. We don't hate women. We're just opposite. If anybody has a girl or a wife and her homegirls come over and they all in the living room doing a homegirl thing and you in there for a minute, you like, man, I'm out of here.
No,
the fuck is these bitches even talking about?
Because you don't relate. Everything we do as adults is based around sex, my nigga. The reason we go to the club, the reason why we go to events and stuff like that, the men are going there for the women, the women are going there for the
you
men.
You ain't going there just trying to have fun, have a good time?
If I was single, no. I'm going there for the females. I'm not going there to hang out. I'm going with the homies, but the homies is... I'm going with us so as we go together. But once we get in there, nigga, I can branch off. I can branch off and the homies can be like, hey, bro, we about to go. Well, you know what? No, I'm chilling. I'm chopping up with her.
The best female... friendship that a man could have is a female he knocked down already. A female he fucked already, now we cool. So now she coming with her boyfriend problems, now you helping her. You coming to her with your girlfriend problems, she giving you advice. Y'all can go out, party, she helping you get bitches.
So why y'all...
I'm going to disagree with you.
So why y'all can't do that without... Cause, only because you fucked, so now you feel like you can do that?
No, yeah. I disagree.
So you're not a simp because you fucked, but...
No, I disagree with you on that.
No, I'm not
saying... It has to be a childhood friend. I feel like a childhood friend because she kind of know you like a non-blood family member. She'll know you like a brother, and she can be your best wingman because she can be like giving you all the hints of what a female's thinking. So I can say I'll combat that with... If she been knowing you for over like 20 years plus, bro, she'll be like one of the best homegirls.
Just think, bro. This bitch, let's say she an 8. Bad.
Okay.
You know you want to hit. She's coming to you. Oh, man, this dude broke my heart.
Come
You're
on, bro.
Giving the woman that you want advice
to give
to go get another. Like, what? That's not simp shit? How is that being a friend? No, you're being a simp, a dumbass. Why are you giving her advice for another man to get her? That don't even make no fucking sense.
It doesn't. It really don't,
that's
bro.
That's not being a good friend. That's being a dumbass simp.
Yeah, yeah.
A good friend is like you said, I knew her since fourth grade. I really genuinely care about her. I'm going to genuinely give her advice because I don't want her. But somebody that I want, nigga, I'm not helping the next nigga get her.
Get her, yeah, yeah, exactly.
He broke your heart here. Come here. Yeah, this will help you get
exactly.
Call me a dog-ass nigga.
He slut her out and you over there still fantasizing.
Yeah, that's out, bro. I'm sorry. That's why I say, like, platonic friends, it's not happening. It's not happening.
Next subject.
He don't want to get the hate. Good, like, fuck that.
I don't care about the hate. Y'all didn't clear the whole thing in the beginning. You saying no nigga is going to talk to a new girl and say, oh, I want to be your friend. Unless he's trying to still fuck. Because she already denied the nigga. Then now he can say, we can't be friends. I said I know women that I fuck with, like, far as we can go hang out and do that. But you didn't say, oh, you couldn't know him before or all this other stuff.
Let me ask you this, though. So if we take sex out, if we use the, like, say we use the finance or, like, the networking for, like, a job. Like, say she's got some type of play. If we don't need to fuck her, but we trying to use her to get what we want, whether it's, like, a job or opportunity to succeed, she can put a nigga in that position. Is that still, like, kind of in the same ballpark of us trying to use her? Because
that's the same ballpark as fucking. You're being predatory.
But it's not because we using each other. If you benefit, we could benefit each other at the same time. It's not because you fucking her, she's still benefiting off of you.
Yeah, exactly.
You benefit off of her. That's a fair exchange, not robbery. Exactly. That's all I'm saying. So a lot of times you can have a solid female like that. You could be trying to fuck her or fuck her and fuck off everything that whatever y'all had. At that point.
Bro, would you try to fuck with her if that opportunity wasn't there?
No, but I'm saying there's a reason why we deal with each other.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that is the same as you trying to nail. It's not some honorable
But can we
thing.
Not say that's networking, though, as well? Like, say
that's
we're,
all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Can that be a form of networking?
What I'm saying is that's not genuine. Like, let's say you got a homegirl.
I'm not thinking about fucking her. It is genuine.
You go to game night.
Okay.
It's a dude there you never met.
All right.
Y'all click. You're like, damn, it's a cool-ass nigga. And he like, shit, I'll be at the gym, woo-woo. And then y'all start being workout buddies. There was nothing to gain by you being cool with Cub or getting to know him.
You gained a workout
but
buddy.
No, what I'm saying is you didn't meet him.
You didn't expect to meet him.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to get a workout buddy. You like, damn, you cool, Cub. Let's hang out.
Yeah.
Then you go from workout buddies. Hey, what you doing Saturday? Cub, come to the bar. Let's watch the game. Like, it's...
It start building.
It's nothing there for you to be like trying to benefit.
Okay, it's no different. Okay, now say... You in the same group. I come to your house. It's females there. We talking about something. Damn, I'm trying to get into this, and this. She speak up and be like, well, you know, I'm into this, and that. Am I trying to predator on her? Am I trying to gain something? I'm having a conversation with you, and she engaged like, damn, I probably can help. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because you want the help or what she can help you with.
I wasn't thinking about her.
But what if it's an even exchange? So, like, prime example, I got one. Say if, like, a female podcaster who's blowing up, like, hey, y'all, I check y'all workout. I would love to work with y'all. Y'all come on my platform, I come on y'all platform. Is that technically now at that point being used?
Yes, that's business because...
But that's not networking because, again, she wants the same goal as you. We both want to be successful.
It's business. Y'all not fucking with each other because y'all think y'all just genuinely cool people. Y'all both see
but I'm not
business
thinking about fucking her, though.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You're thinking about the business.
But can't business partner be turned into friendship, though? Because you guys can have so many... I'm saying... No, I'm asking you. Real talk. If she's on... Say she's on some red pill shit like niggas...
No, this is what I'm saying. Remove the business. 9 times out of 10, you're not trying to be her friend. If that group that he was just talking about, if she never spoke up and said, oh, yeah, I can help you with
this. But what if she have a similar like of what we're doing right now? What if she's passionate about podcasting just like we are right now as we speak? She going hard like this. She making every episode. And she like, look, I'm into this shit. I see you into it. I would love to somehow, some way make this work. Whether you come on mine and I come on yours. And if we blow up. Hey, that'd be a good thing.
Cappin, at this damn age, cuz not meeting no nigga at no fucking function talking about let's go work out. Nigga, cuz is capping. I'm not finna be sitting there and be like, damn, that's cool. You work out too. Nigga, I can work out alone, nigga. Sure, how many niggas you gonna be working out with?
That's real to you. Hey, you not a friendly nigga, bro. Oh, Eastside, you not a friendly nigga.
How is that cap?
You're
not a friendly nigga. You're not.
Cause Barry wanna tell a nigga, he gonna tell you what to do, cause it's not for them to be like, hey, let's go work out the gym. I'll probably be out here. You can pull up. But
you doing that with us, cause nigga, we your boy, but you not a friendly nigga. I've been outside with you, my nigga.
No nigga that we just met. I don't even give a fuck if Short brought him around. Short might say he cool, I'm be cool. But I'm not finna be trying to exchange numbers and do all that, nigga. No,
bro, think about how we met, nigga. They thought we was gonna kill each other.
Well, yeah.
They like, damn, cut extra. He a Crip. Damn, cut extra. He blood. We wasn't even supposed to be cool. Then we met like, oh, nigga, we down to the same.
Same
nigga,
thing.
Cool, nigga.
But that took us
but,
to.
But what really happened?
What you mean?
Did y'all meet before the situation you were in or after?
No. What situation?
What do you mean?
We met
with your
after.
Girl.
What you mean?
Y'all had mutual, right?
Yeah. I met through a mutual.
That's the only reason I met Cub.
I met him through a mutual beat. They didn't want us together because how his personality is and then how my personality. They were like, I know him. Well, I know him. They too much. And they were building up something. And then when I finally met him, I'm all like, damn, nigga, why they say you was.
They made it more than what it was.
Yeah, exactly. They built it up so much where I'm just like, damn, nigga, he started chopping it up, man. I'm chopping it up. I'm like, nigga, you know, we got low-key a whole lot in common, my nigga.
And that's the situation I'm talking about. Then we start hanging out. It was nothing beneficial there to hang out other than, damn, I fuck with bro.
Yeah, exactly.
With a woman, that's beneficial. Not the case. Cuz is like, oh, shit, she can help me with this business. Okay, remove that.
I ain't saying.
No, remove that off the table. Are you trying to pursue her to be your friend without that convo at the kickback?
Y'all didn't really pursue until you figured out it was beneficial to fuck with
each other.
Yes
or no?
I'm not trying to just meet
nobody. I got her. If it ain't beneficial, it's not going to move me. So if it's nothing beneficial, there's no point in me even entertaining the conversation.
What I'm saying is, he said I would link with her based off what I said, remove her saying.
Then there's nothing to talk about. But you can say the same thing about a guy, though, as well. I don't want to have a friendship with a man if there's no beneficial factor in there. If you just a nigga sitting at the house playing a game all day, what we gonna do?
You're not gonna befriend a nigga like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind
of. What is the benefit of befriending a nigga that's like-minded? Other than I just really genuinely fuck with bro.
Clearly,
I'm not trying to get no money out of
it. If we like-minded, that means we can push each other then. Because again, that means your goals and my goals are similar, or we have the same type of vision of what we want to do that we're trying to reach. So that would help.
No, what I'm saying is when you meet somebody, mm-hmm. let's just say you're a cool nigga.
Okay.
I can fuck with cuz outside of whatever we doing here. You don't have no grand scheme of I'm gonna use him for my business, I'm gonna use him for that.
Initially,
there's nothing there other than I genuinely fuck with bro. Everything else come after y'all start clicking. Then it's like, hey, cuz, you know, I know such and such. I know you got this business. Oh, damn. Now y'all beneficial to each other. With a woman, the benefit has to be there from the jump. Or you ain't trying to get to know her.
If that is true.
If I call you just to go outside to club with me, I'm using you.
It is because you don't want to go solo. So a guy has
I'm
to be able to
you,
go.
I'm still using I'm you for your time. I'm using you for the male interaction.
A woman has to be beneficial off the rip. No, I get what you're saying. But again, how does that woman become?
You gaining a camaraderie with him.
Yeah, you do
get camaraderie. Bottom line, he's capped, so he wants to reword it. Next topic.
No
female that's unattractive and can't benefit business-wise, money-wise, nothing, and saying, let's just be cool for no reason other than being cool.
I'm not meeting no niggas to do that either.
Not now.
Not ever, though,
you,
bro.
You just said you would right now.
As kids, you did.
Y'all wasn't
Your
kids.
Homie brought somebody around. He was cool because Cub brought him around.
Nah, we went to school or we was around.
Me and CG became cool. Due to, I say, things happening in life and in common interests and in being put in positions where you see how the friendship needs to be tested. You get what I'm saying? So a nigga can't lie on me or they can't lie on him.
Yeah, that's how you really lock it in.
Yeah.
But from face value, I didn't look like I need to gain something from being cool
facts.
With this nigga.
No, yeah.
With a female, I need to gain something to even care about getting to know her.
That is true.
Otherwise, what's the point of knowing her? Because why hang out with you? I can just go hang out with my
boy.
Niggas.
Yeah, it's more fun hanging out with your boys. Because again, if there's no fucking involved with a female, what's really the point of hanging
what's really
out?
What's really the point? I can just go hang out with my niggas. Because that's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out Ace Metaphor.
Facts.
He and his villain era. I was tired of that simp shit Cut was doing.
Yeah, it was a lot of simp shit.
Black Cut living in the truth. All them niggas though.
They was trying to kill Cut.
Yeah, nah, they was really believing what Cut was saying. I'm like, he lying to y'all, right?
Nah, facts.
You know Kevin Samuels and niggas like Viral and us, like the ones y'all hate. We're telling you the truth. These niggas are lying. Now they get to see.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, it's true though, because that's why most niggas are telling a nigga don't. So y'all cool. Well, I can't even say y'all is or not. So y'all cool with y'all girl having friends then?
Male friends that she already had prior.
She don't shit over with.
Yeah. If she was already prior, she ain't no new friends. Even the one she been new?
That shit over with unless me and Cud get cool and then we hang out. Then it's like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're not hanging out with Cud without me, though. Whatever y'all hang out before, that's dead.
So it could be like a couple's thing. Like, say if he got a significant other, nigga can do a double date or... I agree with you on that. Ain't no... You're not going out with your homeboys.
They could be calling y'all bro.
No.
Unless
they
it's
friends.
Like... what do they talk? Like, calling, like what you mean?
To talk.
Just about life?
Yeah.
It ain't nothing to talk about at that point. It can be just chapping in. How's the fam? Everything
shit like
good.
That is cool.
Yeah, that's it. That's
they
all.
They follow each other on the gram. They replying each other's stories on some innocent. Yeah, that's cool.
If like, or prime example, my nigga. If it's some life changing that happened and either alive and they're one, just hey, checking up on you, every woo, those are totally fine. But as far as just put it like this, they should not be on the phone
having
talking every day.
To your girl,
every
yeah.
day? No, that's out. That's out.
And I mean, just going to hang out. Like, hey, I'm going to brunch with such and such. What the fuck? You going with who?
Yeah, you done lost
you
your
mean,
wait,
you
wait.
Going?
Yeah. Just hit those two going?
Yeah, just
or...
those two.
Oh, no, that's out. That's a date.
That's what I mean. Like, that part of the friendship is now
yeah, that's
null
a
and
date.
Void. That's over.
Now, if it's a group thing and he so happened to be there with your... All right, you can
that's
hide
different.
Like that. But even then, you should be going.
No,
and
facts.
You should be going at
or
that point.
Or she'll let you know, oh, it's such and such here.
Exact. Boom.
Immediately. Let a nigga know.
Boom. Yeah. And off
don't
time,
be
hey,
having
bro,
me find out later. Oh, yeah, Cud. What's that scene? Cud with your girl. Hold on, bitch.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
homie
yeah.
Cud was there.
So
yeah,
basically, facts. So at the end of the day, it don't matter if you knew him forever or not.
I don't care if you knew Cud forever. That's over with.
Yeah, the one-on-one aspect, I feel like it is.
Whatever bond they had, I'm not going to say you got to stop being his friend, but being that personal where you was comfortable enough to just meet up with him on the whim and talk to Cud for hours on the phone, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's over.
No, facts. I agree with you on that.
Cud better go ask his bitch for some advice.
Ask his bitch for advice or bro, like I said, we can start doing it where it's a group thing or y'all type in every now and then. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's not that much conversation in the world you need to have with like that.
And if y'all not locked in like this, like, oh, you know, I met him through such and such a year ago. Yeah, because Cud not your friend no more.
Yeah, that's too early. No, that's what I said. That's too early. It has to be years
y'all
in
front.
Like,
no
I have to see, like, old pictures of y'all in high school. Like, oh, yeah, see, we
you
were
really know good.
Yeah, like, you really got to know this nigga,
cause
bro.
Because, you know, women got friends.
Play cousins. Don't forget the play cousins, the play, or that's my brother. Nigga, we not playing them.
They say everybody they cousins.
Yeah. Nigga.
Every
nigga.
Nigga, was nailing the stuff out of there.
Come on. Man.
Because it's another...
A bitch will tell you they cousins.
Look, this the... I'm back in my, I can't even say the word, the red pill bag for a minute. So comedian Tiffany Haddish admits she went on dates with guys just for food when she was struggling. She said, I ain't even want to get to know the person. I was just hungry. Now, I had a homegirl.
We had women over here talking about it.
I had a homegirl.
Right,
her name. She's been on the show.
You're a cold nigga.
You cold? Yeah.
Food. Like, she said it anyway.
Yeah, she said it. She said it on the show before, but she was my neighbor. And she used to tell me she had dating apps just because she knew for a fact anytime she got hungry, she can get a date and a free meal. So while she was broke and struggling...
She used to be on POF and just be like...
POF, Tag, Black Planet, all that.
Sometimes they don't even got to be struggling. They just don't want to spend their shit.
Oh, they don't want to spend their money.
Damn.
So boom, she would get on there and every day it's a guy offering a date. Oh, you want to go to lunch? Yeah, let's pull up. So boom, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she had food paid for. Tiffany Haddish just admitted she did the same thing. This is why I said...
Now, this actually plays back to what you just said, though, about the friend things, trying to be friends.
Boom.
And now you're getting played.
Now you're getting played. First date, coffee date, juice date, walk on the beach, walk in the park. That's it. That's all.
Yeah, really getting to know one another.
Going out to a restaurant.
Or getting their back blew out.
Is over. That's always an option.
Yeah, of course.
But what I mean is,
Netflix
if you're spending any amount of money to impress a woman on the first date, you're lost.
Let me ask you this. What's considered too accessible on the first date? Give me a number.
What you mean too excessive?
Like, what's too extreme? Like, you said coffee day, so what? No more than like $40 because Starbucks is like what?
Nigga, a frappe gonna be $11 max.
But even if you do that, I tell niggas all the time, you shouldn't be leading with your pockets anyway.
Never.
Because that's how they gonna get you.
No, but a coffee's not leading with your pocket. Buying a cup of coffee, it's not leading with your pocket.
I wasn't finna say all that. He was asking what was too extreme.
Yeah, he's saying if you go to Starbucks or Coffee Bean, what's too extreme to spend? I'm like, how much are you gonna spend on coffee?
You can get whatever you want.
$5 to $10 is coffee. Which you want a banana? You want a cookie to go?
I'm saying as far as like, even if you don't meet for there, like save you, what advice would you give them? Like, hey, bro, anything over $50 after that, nigga, she's trying to use you.
It's not even a dollar amount because where we're going is not even gonna add up to that. That's why I said coffee.
Yeah,
it's inexpensive. It's cheap. It's quick. It's public. It's a perfect
environment to talk with. My bro just said, nigga, take him on a hike. Nigga, bring some water. That's when y'all really, because now we're in nature, right? We ain't going to have no cell phone service.
A hike is good. I think that's like a good second date. A woman going to the woods on a random hike with a guy she just met. For safety reasons, I don't advise. Coach
tried to make you look crazy,
that.
Like you can't just find hikes.
No,
with
no, God, I'm not.
Coach tried to play.
Nigga.
Take it to the woods, a random.
God damn, bro, like a nigga Ted Bundy or something.
Coach tried to bleach.
Nigga, bitches can tell.
Take it to the woods.
First
he said,
of all,
no service.
Man,
I know what you said, though. Coach crazy though.
Man, this nigga.
Because a workout is good. That's equivalent of going to walk on the beach or do something
exactly,
else,
bro.
I've done hikes and I have advised. Hikes on first dates. What made me stop doing that? One, I had a daughter, and I would not advise her to go on a hike with a random guy she just met. You need to be somewhere public where if something go left, there's people around.
So most hiking
and
trails
women have said, you know what? I like hiking, but I don't know you yet. I would feel more comfortable if we got to know each other somewhere more public. Even though they do have trails,
they have
super public. It's still for a woman. There's some spots on that trail
It's certain trails that's public as hell, like Runyon Canyon. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't do a hike on the first day anyway, because most of them ain't trying to be sweating and do all that the first time they meet
you.
They want to still stay in a certain energy. Yeah, so the coffee thing is cool, but it's just like, at this point, by the time you talking enough, you should already know what y'all on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It
depends on your age for all
I'm
of that.
I'm saying a restaurant, that needs to be out. Like, going to get food. Like, I'll tell a fiend, we can go anywhere other than food or the movies.
Movies, you can't talk.
Food, y'all leeching for meals. I'm sorry. It's cheap. It's whatever. It's still a meal leech.
What if
they already agreed to, like, you just pay for your shit, I pay for my shit?
Going Dutch?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Then I'm with that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pay just because I know you're not there to leech. Because that's what I used to do, too. I used to just say, let's go Dutch. But that would turn a lot of women off because they think you're being cheap. But that's how I used to weed them out. I used to say, let's go Dutch. And the ones who agree, I still pay the bill just because I know you're willing to pay for yourself. So you here to
that's
really
a cool
get
reward.
To know me.
Yeah.
Because if she won't go unless you pay, she's not interested in getting to know you for real.
That's actually
you're
a gem.
Willing to go in your pocket to get to know her. If she's not willing to do the same, she don't fuck
she
with
don't
you.
She don't want
real.
You, Kane.
The sim culture is so cold, though. They don't give a fuck what a nigga talking about. Nigga, they finna empty
I'm
the pockets.
I'm trying to do whatever it takes to get her attention.
they don't give a fuck. At this day and age, it's damn near, it's ugly for you.
Niggas
you
is cash-apping random bitches on Instagram. They don't even know. Listen, happy birthday.
Yeah, niggas be on FaceTime with black screens. Bitch told me some, I gotta hold on. They still sending cash apps. Ain't never seen a motherfucker.
Wow.
I seen
catfish, nigga. These niggas out here getting catfished off of just the computer.
Man. This dude was complaining about the dating scene. He said in a week, he spent about 700 on females he don't even talk to no more. Meaning he's taking them all to high fly-in restaurants. After they get the meal, they ghosted.
Yeah, because
you know what females do? Oh, this was so cold too. This is a combo that got it, ladies. Y'all got to start letting us know if you on this celibacy journey, because we ain't on that. So if you in your celibate era, let us know so I can delete your fucking number and never take you on a date. No man is pursuing you to not have sex.
Yeah.
I done been in the middle of a date, couple drinks in, second or third
hey,
spot.
Hey, do the record scratch.
And the bitch like, oh yeah, you know I'm celibate. Just to let you know, bitch, I'm $100 in what? Oh, I'll go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Dip
out of there, bitch. That bill is yours. And
she probably was testing you though.
I don't give a fuck.
What if she did the reverse psychology on this?
Yeah,
cool.
And got you better because I'd have been told that, and then it'd been a different story later down. You know what I'm saying?
I get it. I'm saying you're there spending money though, not just you told me. and I still pursued you anyway and hit later. We all done that. Oh, I'm gonna come over. We not doing.
Nah,
that.
You were spending money and she didn't confirm it and you got on.
I'm spending money and in the middle of me spending money, you tell me, by the way, I'm celibate.
Yeah,
letting me know.
You should have been
yeah.
been leading with his pocket.
Well, hey, that, was that the first or second date, don't we?
I wasn't leading with my pockets. We went to get drinks, nigga. That's not even really like, all right, we went to get
that's
drinks.
That's expensive,
drinks
nigga.
More than that goddamn movies and meals.
Nigga. You doing shots.
3-4 drinks, nigga, that's more than that. That's more than going
bro,
to
you
a
go,
restaurant.
It's a 2-drink minimum. You're not going to go get maxed out. And then nigga, you go during the week. You bro. Go to a little dive Happy bar. Hour? You go to a little dive bar where an old fashioned is $12. I'm not talking about go to one of them spots where the like Instagram models is the bartender and the drink is $45. No. I mean a real drink is like $11-$12.
All right,
baby, you get 2 of them.
You say you was $100 in, cut and bought like 5 shots.
Nah, between me and her and the tip.
Right.
That's kind of fucked up, though, to kind of say that and in the midst of us having fun. That's something, that's some need to know information off the rip.
Now, that mean Cub was trying to get it in. She like, no, I'm celibate.
Yeah, you must have hit it. Yeah, you must have. You had that second drink. You must have like.
Yeah. He like, bitch, it's time to go. Bitch, we didn't this motherfucker too long.
Nah, what happened was we started talking about how many dates until sex.
And then that's when she brought it up?
That's when she brought it up.
Ooh,
because I forget how, I don't remember if I brought it up or she brought it up. But I think she was saying something about guys being too anxious to hit going out on dates. So I'm like, well, how many dates are we talking? Yeah. And she said an astronomical number, something like, you know, after 7, 10 dates, guys think.
7?
I'm like, records. That's when I hit her with the, it's a 3-date max. And your number's out of here.
Thanks.
And the first 2 dates is going to be some free shit. Coffee date, beach. The third date, I'll take you out somewhere nice.
The fact that in this day and age, we got to do all this instead of just, you know, the vibe might be good and whatever moment you choose to do it. But it's crazy because you should have just hit it with the cam. You know what?
Hey,
tell that shit to another
song. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, say if you had, like an extra ticket or just a vibe or whatever the case may be, wherever you're going, and then you just be like, you know what, let me call so-and-so to accompany you. Have you ever done some shit like that? And would you be considered, like, doing too much on that expense because you already had someone, so you call her to accompany you?
No, that's cool.
Now you're doing a good gesture.
Yeah.
I'll do that for sure, especially if I got an extra ticket.
Yeah, but
you don't want to just hang with her, though.
No. We're not hanging. You're going to have a good time, and then in the midst of us having a good time, then hopefully once we leave here, we can have a better time. Crack.
This is an investment to hit.
No. At the time,
you just
wasn't.
Thinking on the fly, like she probably somebody cool I can fuck with.
Boom.
Yeah. This is somebody,
like say, our primary segment.
This is somebody you pursuing?
No.
He just saying like randomly, like, I got an extra ticket.
Like randomly, like
she might be cool to fuck with.
Yeah, like I ain't hit
to you.
Saying basically, I ain't hit yet.
And this is on the fly. I got like an extra ticket to the game.
So you're not tripping if you fuck or if you do fuck or not.
No, this is someone he's pursuing. You got her number.
I got her number, but I haven't hit
y'all
yet.
Y'all been talking.
But
you ain't. That's what I mean. This is also an investment.
True.
Because you're inviting her. Because you, first of all, this is somewhere popping. This is a good different.
So it's going to
earn me
good.
Cool point.
It's going to earn you cool. Yeah. Exactly.
So rather than just call the homie, I'm going to call her.
There you go.
So you're still trying to fuck.
Right.
Well, what I'm saying.
Y'all said all that is the same shit.
No, I get what he was saying. He was saying his mind, my intentions wasn't never on that
yeah.
day.
No, you so. Was trying to clean it up for cut. No,
but that's exactly what I was saying, though.
The intentions was I'm taking you to earn cool points to eventually hit later.
As a backup plan, she wasn't the plan
A,
though.
She wasn't even the plan A.
It happens sometimes, though.
Ladies, are you noticing the circular convos?
Yeah,
is all circles kinda... back to a nigga want to hit or seriously pursue you as a wife or a girlfriend or whatever the case?
Yeah. Again, things that we do as adults circles back to fucking, essentially. You know, you have game nights, you have picnics, you go out with friends to be around females and vice versa, bro. That's what when I was younger, single, bro, I used to call a homie nigga, well, who party we going to? Oh, shit. Oh, we going to be there? Yep, she gonna be there. Oh, shit, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all used to do that.
Yeah, because if we go to the bar, we go to anywhere, lounge, whatever. If there's no females in there, we leave.
Oh, yeah, we out.
What would the world be without the hoes? Without the women?
Immediately, in and out.
Not facts.
Even facts. Sausage fest and gum.
Even when you're with your girl, that's how important women are. If I go somewhere with my girl and there's no women there, we leaving.
Man, yeah, because all the niggas gonna be on her.
No, not even just that. I don't want to be around all these niggas I don't know.
Yeah. Pussy does calm down the whole vibe of the room When there's more women in there and
she don't even want to be in there. She like, where are the women at?
You need a balance for sure.
Yeah, you definitely
nobody
need a balance.
Be in no damn sausage fest. So you don't. You might yeah. as well go to the house.
And women don't be around a whole bunch of cats either because they don't get along either.
But nobody says this is a pussy fest. Negatively.
Yeah, you would sound stupid.
I don't never heard a man say that. I'm probably females probably like ain't enough niggas in here because they want to get knocked down even and ain't nobody choosing up on them.
Even what's crazy with that, they get to dancing and twerking on each other.
Yeah, they be playing gay. They don't be really with that shit. Because if you used to tell her, like, both of y'all come home with me, then they go be like, uh-uh.
They don't be playing gay, man. You'd be more surprised. A lot oh, of them, I know. A lot I'm of these saying. Females be eating each other.
So how many dates do you pay for before you ask her to pay? If she's not giving it up, she's like, you know, I like the way things going. I don't want to mess it up right now. Let's keep vibing. How many of them let's keep vibing do you keep going to your wallet for before you be like, listen?
I think most women that really fuck with you going,
yeah, they gonna offer. Show. Yeah, they go.
They gonna want to do it.
One,
so.
Yep, I agree. I feel like one thing with good women, they'll start setting the tone on what they want to do with you. They'll start trying to occupy your time, where they'll be like, "Oh, Kendrick Lamar will be having a concert going. Oh, I got some tickets to the Kendrick." Like they're gonna start implying themselves in your life. They're gonna put an imprint there. They're gonna start setting things up. So
low
you
key,
ain't got
low key women that's into you be applying pressure.
Yeah, they do. They take the initiation of doing things. Like a woman that knows you or likes you, they will pay attention to your likes and then they will cater to that.
Bro, I done had a female do so much. I had to like step back a little bit. Like
you didn't like her like
I had
that.
Had to calm her down, but it's fucked up because I didn't like her like that. But
so yeah.
And
so
don't it always go like that?
She was invested in you then.
She was invested in me.
But I'm glad you did.
Nah, I know what he's saying because he's like, I like all the qualities that you present, but I don't like you.
I didn't like attractive. Her physically.
She wasn't attractive.
You know, I did knock her down. But
hey,
you like something, nigga?
Nah, but what I'm saying is. Pool-tang. If she was just like a baddie, she would have been the perfect wife. Bro, I'm talking about she popping up Disneyland tickets. Damn. She popping up concert tickets. She popping up random gifts. Nigga, birthday comes. She planning shit, buying shit. And all the while, I'm not doing nothing
Let
for
me ask
her.
You this. Was she like overweight?
Yeah,
was
she was a little overweight.
So why didn't you try to motivate her to lose weight?
Because it wasn't.
Just that?
I didn't want to be with her. She was overweight and she wasn't too attractive, but
oh, so you're saying she's
so she was one of them damn sea donkeys. Yeah.
Now I listen, shit. I fucked with her personality. She was dope. We could hang
she
out.
She just wasn't attractive.
She didn't care about going in her purse. None of that. Everything was cool. And she was a freak, suck you up anywhere, let you fuck anywhere. She was with everything. And she just wasn't attractive like that. Like, oh, I just can't do it.
But you did all that. But
I did all do that. All that because it was just like.
How many days did she take you out on before you lot. Tell her?
I don't think I ever went in my fucking wallet for real.
Oh, she really liked you, bro. She
but
was,
you know, a lot of sometimes females like that, they feel like that's the need. That's what's keeping you around. Because if she don't do none of that, then nigga like, you really ain't.
Well, what did you just describe her? No, yeah.
She knew I was out of her league. So she had to compensate. With something
hey,
else.
If you don't mind, like, how did that even interaction, like, how did she initially get to know you or you get to, like, how did y'all bump?
I'm really trying to remember. It might have been online. I might have.
This nigga was on POF trying to get free dinners. This nigga. I'm hungry. Let me call. Let me hit up these fat bitches. Nigga.
I think we might have met online first.
Okay. Did she hit you with the chest up picture?
I don't remember which site. It probably was a chest up pic. Like, what's the worst catfish you ever had?
Ooh.
Because we in the online dating era. First it was weird. Now it's not like you damn.
Mine was off the party line, bro. When I was a kid. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all remember the party line, bro? One girl said she was like chocolate as Foxy Brown. Boy, she was built like a walrus.
I got hit with the party line before.
Yeah, I got catfish. And you know, it's crazy. The only reason, nigga, met her in downtown Long Beach because I used to catch the blue line, nigga. Right there off of Vernon. In Alameda, bro. Caught that blue line to the. When they said it was her, I said, oh.
See, I ain't really counting the party line because you couldn't see nobody. It was all voice.
But that was technically a cat. Well,
no, a catfish, like, you see the picture, you like, damn, for sure. That's a go. And she pop up and it's something else. Somebody else. Like, that's not you in that picture. That type of catfish.
I don't. That's never happened to me. But she did describe herself as if. She described herself as if she was slim. Had ass, whoop, 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 and she was the total opposite. The total
Did
opposite.
You still fuck with her?
He
said, too long.
I don't remember because I remember I was a teenager, bro.
Because I don't remember a teenager.
Was a teenager.
Most niggas remember everything from high school.
I was a teenager, bro.
They still knocked her down.
I think I don't know, man. It was a day pass I remember I had to spend. I remember it was like $3 for that day pass.
I got hit with a bad one off of Tinder. Wait. It was this little Hispanic chick. Was she Hispanic or white? She was one of them. But I didn't really... She was cool in the face. The body, I just, you know, it was decent. But she showed up. It's like I opened the door and like her torso was like here. So I had to look up. Bitch was like, damn, there's 7 feet. Like, you know, you open the door and you expect to look down. They open the door. I'm like, the bitch head is like at the door thing.
She doing this.
But it's like damn near 1 a.m. So it's like, I'm already invested.
Y'all met this like, god damn, could knock down some
She was out of town. This is light, nigga. Yeah. I knocked her tall ass damn.
Timber.
I had her bend over the couch on the floor. I had to stand up. Like,
nigga, calves was on fire.
Because you already invested. You nigga, already prepping for her to come.
You warning, nigga. I'm not putting the legs in the air. Yeah, yeah. One thing at 1 a.m, god.
Yeah, you was horny.
Because you already prepping to come, so you having a pep talk with your little your
nigga
little
cleaned
man.
Up the house. Cleaned you up already the know. House.
You got the drink ready.
Man, boil some family
like,
also. Nigga, and don't nobody want to beat that meat at 1 o'clock in the morning, bro.
Bro, I must have opened that door. She was so motherfucking tall, nigga. I'm like, fucking just come in.
She was
solo?
I
must have been locked up
for sure.
Yeah,
she was solo. Oh, okay. Yeah, you was locked up for sure. Yeah. I was living on, where was I living at? I was living...
Damn.
I was in, was I in Lakewood or was I on the east side? No, I was on the east side for this one. I was living on Gladys, 10th and Gladys.
Oh, I must have just went to jail.
Yeah, because yeah, you just come over there.
Them walls can talk, boy.
On the set. That ain't even the worst. That was one of the craziest ones. That ain't even the worst one, though. I done had some like, she was a joint.
Boy, the comments this about to go crazy. They going to be like, yeah, that was me.
This picture was, bro, she hit me with the chest up pick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, chest up, you know they fat.
Now we know that, but back then.
I learned all that in the pen.
Yeah, but no, back then, we didn't know that.
This was back
bitch,
then.
Hold on, let me see the whole camera. Let them on FaceTime.
They be looking slim. You be like, they be cute.
Some of them be having a pretty face, too. Yeah, you be like, damn. Then once I start learning that, it's big-ass titties. You thinking that? They got to get on FaceTime like this shit crazy. You know, in jail, you really don't give a fuck. You just, you in there just for the conversation.
I remember, bro, when you was locked up, remember you called me one time, too. This probably was the worst one, bro.
I called you while she was there.
I pull up. I drive all the way to LA, nigga. Damn near by USC, nigga.
Oh, that was a mission.
I'm far as hell, nigga. As I get out the car to park, everybody in the neighborhood is looking at me. And I'm walking up to this house. So everybody in the neighborhood
this
know.
This nigga. Yeah.
They like, this nigga nasty. Mind you, I get the chest up pic. She bad. Pretty face, everything. Big ass titties, nice voice, everything. I open the door. She don't even come to the door. She's in bed.
Tell you come in.
Tell me it's come in. Because she don't want to answer the door. I walk in, walk to the room. She's in the under the cover. I'm like, are you under the cover? And I pull the cover back. She's the blob.
Ah!
She's the blob with some big ass titties.
You took it down. Anyway.
I'm like, drove on. I done already had the gas station pill. I already got the car.
Damn,
cuz. I already took the ride.
When you say blah, blah, like what? Like,
bro, her body is melting.
No, what was the name? No. What was the big girl that they always used to use as a reference? They made the movie about the bitch. Precious?
Oh, yeah. Now she's bigger
like,
than Precious.
I'm like, bro, I'm
calling her blob is...
Ugh. Bro, because I'm looking.
I mean, everything fell apart everywhere.
Yeah, everything was just soft and
my
just,
nigga said he was off a rhino, so my nigga had a headache and a hard dick.
A headache
bro.
And a hard on. Bro, I knock her down anyway. As I'm knocking her down.
That was a long fuck, because you don't bust quick off a rhino.
No, you don't. So as I'm knocking her down.
She had the fun thrill.
This
of her
nigga
life.
Calls collect. You have a collect call. I'm knocking her down.
I would
have
put that shit on.
So now I'm like, fuck. All right, I'd stop knocking her down. I'm like, look, just dome me up. I'm talking to Cub as
that's
I'm doming her
crazy.
Up. I'm like, I can't talk to Cub and hit. Because it's weird. I'm talking to my brother and she doing her shit. This is weird. So I wind up telling Cub, like, it called me in like 5 minutes. Boom. Finish, cut, call me back. I leave. Bam. I'm like, I can't believe I just did that shit. I was already invested. That's one of them.
That post nut clarity was whooping your ass in that car. I
already invested.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Because shit like that, how you, I don't know if y'all seen that video viral, going viral, Charleston White Thompson. He just, when he want to feel ashamed or he want to humble himself, he go to a strip club in sweats and drawers, and then he bust a nut off a dance and then leave and sit in the car and talk about the post nut clarity got good and humble his ass. That's one of what them do to you. You hit some shit like that. You damn near disgusted with yourself.
I'm
going to
tell you this, bro. Yeah. She was bragging about you in her group chat, nigga, because you was off that pill, homie. She was like, this nigga came through and whoop, whoop, whoop.
Well, I knocked the lining out of nigga.
Hey, nigga, she probably sent a picture of you to her homegirls. Yeah,
and
bro.
You know what was cold? The shit was fire.
Nigga, who was touching that? Nigga, that shit was probably...
That shit was like...
Nigga, that shit was tighter than an OJ glove, nigga. Like, come
that's
on, bro.
Gang, that shit, I'm like...
Did you double back?
Hell yeah, he did, nigga. You know he did.
I didn't double
back. He said, fire, that's that game.
Nigga, at 4 o'clock in the morning, she answering the phone. Hey, what's up?
But I have had heavier set ones that I've triple, quadruple back on. Like, this shit is kill.
That's crazy.
But they was big in the right sections, but they was just a little over.
I love them
thick. You remember Club Bounce?
Nigga, yes, nigga. I remember Club Bounce.
We used to be there like this.
Hey.
Scoping, nigga.
The Big Girl Club. All boys inside, though.
We used to be in Bounce going crazy.
The Big Girl Club is low-key fun because they more with it. Like, they'll get on stage. They get the dancing. Like, they low-key more fun.
They
going to
give you a good time.
Yeah, they more fun, my nigga.
Because they're over-thirsty.
Not the super bougie shit.
Yeah, they ain't with the bougie shit. They come in there eating chicken wings and drinking Hennessy, bro.
Club Bounce, when you used to want to guarantee hit something, we used to hit Club Bounce. For sure. You hitting something that night.
Walking out with a torta.
And they gonna pay for the room and everything.
Yeah, bro. Club Bounce was lit.
Sometimes a lot of shit like that, they just be wanting to have a good time.
Yeah,
they
that's
ain't
really,
even tripping on all that.
Yeah.
Club Bounce used to be in Westminster. So half of it was like an Asian club.
And in the back
the other
bar,
half was the big girl club. Yeah. So if you used to go to the left to go to the big girl club, go right to go to the Asian club. Nigga.
Matter of fact, nigga, it used to be a big girl club right there off of like 3rd and Long Beach, right there, like where the Pink Berries at, they on upstairs. On Friday nights, it used to be like big girl night. That shit was fun too.
Bro, it used to be lit because some of them used to be big and got a shape, but in their head, they still big. So their confidence level was still when they were super huge. But now she thick in shape. Them was easy kills too.
Or they fresh after that it's like a lion bypass
just,
surgery.
A lion just out there in the wilderness and you see that little fucking gazelle limping. Yeah, that was bounce. Nigga, they always in there limping. You got easy kills all night, nigga.
Yeah.
That shit used to go.
Well, shout out to the big women. They need love, too.
Man, shit, nigga, what?
They come up to your table with a drink, nigga.
Man, what?
What's your name?
They sending them.
Damn,
come on now. Let's go.
And what was the Cougar Club? It was Fire something. Was it Firefox?
That shit was I know. So Maverick Flack used to be an old one right there off of Stalker and Crenshaw. That one, that was the old. That was the...
This one was in the OC.
Oh, no, I ain't never been to that
the
one.
The Rich White, the Rich White Cougars, nigga.
I ain't never been in that one. That sounds fun.
Just drive you back to her Manhattan Beach condo and her Porsche.
Oh, yeah, see, I didn't know about that one.
The homies put me up on game late. The one time I went, it closed down after that.
Oh. I know the Cork used to be lit right there off of like La Tierra and La Cienega and Inglewood. That was like a little older club, but they weren't white. They was definitely some older sisters. Like Geraldine and them, but shit, she'll cook you some oxtails, some greens, and shit, send you home with a good time.
What they got, it's another older one. Was it Pips?
Oh, Pips on La Brea. Pips on La Brea.
Pips on La Brea. They be
in their motherfucking nightgowns and muumuus, whatever that shit called.
Yeah, football season, they be in there going crazy.
Yeah, they do.
Man, they do. Shout out to the Cougar Clubs, cuz. We need to bring them back.
Hell yeah, Silver Foxes, they all at.
But yeah, y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. Viral way or no way, y'all know the deal. Big things coming. Be on the lookout. We got some monumental culture shifting episodes coming.
Fire.
Y'all stay tuned. We can't reveal it just yet. But just know, be on the lookout.
Yesterday's price ain't today's price, man.
Going up. Tariffs.
Price is going up, cuz.
Hey, we got the tariff. We charge the tariff prices now.
It from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thugging hardest when they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.